picked up something that he broke his probation. So, and Chad knew all this because he kept saying, well, because Chad wanted to go into a home, and he kept saying, well, why can't I go into the home? The probation officer explained to him, well, you haven't done anything to break probation.
Correct.
Okay, it's a long story, but he hasn't seen his real dad since he was like a year and a half old. He had called his real grandmother, he found the phone number, and he called her, and I made arrangements. I dropped him off in Ventura this morning. He spent the day up there with them. He didn't see his dad because he's out of town, but he saw the grandmother and the relatives and stuff.
And that's these people right here?
No. These are this is my parent that we live here with. Okay, this is his real his grandmother from his real dad.
Okay.
Okay, so my husband's brother-in-law had a heart attack, and we left to go to the hospital, and she was the grandmother from Ventura. So he got home before we got back here.
Which was approximately what time?
We got home approximately about 9:45.
And he was here when?
And he was here.
By himself?
No, my parents were here, okay. And the two younger kids were here. When we got here, within 5 minutes...
Debbie is his girlfriend?
Is the friend, yes. Yeah. And I saw him walk up the street and get in her car. So I came back in, and today while he was gone, we found the phone bill that he had taken out of the mailbox last week and hid. It's an $854 phone bill from him for 1 month. He had stolen two guns out of my dad's, out of the attic, and we spent all day today searching for him. We found the two guns, and we found an army knife that my husband had. And the guns were removed off of the property, but the knife was put in the closet. So that
was earlier.
Earlier today.
Today.
So when we got home, the first thing my husband did was look in the closet, and the knife was gone. So that's
what type of knife was this?
It was like an army knife,
okay.
Thing, green thing.
Survival
it's,
knife.
Well, it's an antique thing.
Okay.
So that's when I went out to the car right now and get me the knife and bring it to me. And he said, which one? And at that point, I only knew of one, so at that point I said, all of them. About 5 minutes later, he came in and he handed me the knife in the bedroom. And I said something to him, I don't know, and it started an argument, and that's when I said to him, you've gone in our closet, you've stolen back the knife.
This is your husband here now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when he called 911. He said he was going to call his parole officer because he didn't care. And I said, well, your parole officer isn't there, it's after hours. So he called 911, and when he called them, then they wanted to talk to me, and they asked me what was going on. And I explained to him about the guns and the knife, and they said they'd send somebody right out.
Okay.
He sat down in the kitchen, and we were trying to talk to him calmly, you know, about being responsible for what he does and the phone bill and stuff. And he just kept saying he didn't care, he didn't have to pay for it, it's not in his name, what does he care, the knife, you know, and he just kept going on
and
on.
Had he been drinking, or does he use drugs?
I don't think so, because he was with her all day, and after he got here, there hasn't been any, I mean, he couldn't have got it here.
With her?
Prescription.
He takes Zoloft for depression, and he takes Xylit for ADHD.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
So then,
and at that point, that's when...
He called 911.
He called 911, and when we sat down waiting for the officer to come, that's when it all started. He got pissed, he threw something at my husband, went to go after him, and I got in between the two because he just had back
surgery.
What
did he throw at your husband?
Some big Tupperware tub that
was
sitting
on
the counter. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he took off out of here, and I came out after him.
Okay, all right. Where did you go up?
He came out the sliding glass door and went to the car.
Being chased by your husband?
No. My husband was still in the house.
Okay.
He just ran out because I came between the two. And then I came out after Chad, and he had gotten out of the car, and right out there in the middle, he had the two knives in his hands with me face to face for a good 3 minutes, and I was trying to talk to him.
And who was in the car? His girlfriend?
Debbie was in the car.
Okay, go ahead.
So then he went and he sat down in the street. And he just sat there, and my husband and my dad were standing up here. I was standing there trying to talk to Debbie, and she wanted to take him and cool him down, and we were talking, and the next thing we know, he got up, he left, and he started going down the street. And so she asked me about going after him, and I said, well, if you want, go after him, try to calm him down and bring him back till the police officer get here. We could hear him hitting mailboxes and stuff as he was going. At that point, and she didn't have Chad in the car. She said she had him in the car, and he jumped out here at the corner. Right after her is when the police officer pulled up.
Okay.
Chad was still down at the bottom of the hill. I walked out to the police officer and told him that Chad was down there, and that's who he wanted. And in the meantime, Chad was yelling at him, "I'm here, you stupid pig," or something like that.
And the officer couldn't see him at that time, or could see him, or
had
no idea.
Well, you could start to see a shadow coming.
Okay.
So he got out of the car, and then that's when he shined the flashlight on Chad, and Chad was walking up the street.
Right.
And the whole time, Chad just kept saying, you know, "I'm right here, I'm right here." And he had knives in his hand. And the police officer had the light on him, and then Chad kind of like made jabbing motions at him, and he sprayed him like at least four times, I think, with that spray stuff.
Right.
And he had thrown a couple knives. And then Chad jumped over the fence, and he came running up
here. Jumped over what fence?
That fence down there. This was all out there in the street.
Okay.
He jumped over the fence because he was coming up here after my husband, and my husband went out that way, and the police officer was coming up.
Okay.
So then that's when Chad came into the house then. And he went in there and he slashed the window with a knife and he was kicking the door and I had gone in this way.
Do you know where the police officer was at this time? Do you have any idea?
He was coming this way.
Where were you?
Because I could see his flashlight right out here. I was inside at the part of the house where he couldn't go any farther into the house.
When you say you were out there then when the officer came up and then you shined the flashlight in his eyes and there was a confrontation. At that time
I walked up to calm Chad down without seeing me.
Okay, so then when he jumped over the fence there, where were you? You were over there then?
When he jumped over the fence, that's when I came this way. Chad couldn't go, so he ran to the other gate, and then he came back this way and came to the house, and the first thing I thought of was the kids.
Where was the officer at, do you know?
He was still coming this way.
Okay.
He had went in the house because I was going to make sure he didn't go to the other kids. I didn't know what he was thinking. I didn't know why he was going to the house because he ran in that way and I went that way.
Okay.
And I stood where he could not go any farther into the house.
Okay, he slashed at this and kicked the house and made some kind of noise, then went in this way?
No, he came in that way. And then he grabbed knives out of that door, out of the drawer.
Right.
He ran over, he kicked the door out there, and I think that's when the police officer was coming that way.
Okay.
So Chad came back this way, because I could see the police officer's light through the window. And when Chad came back out this way, he had those knives in his hand. And when he came out the door, I came through the kitchen and was coming out right behind him.
Right.
So the police officer was coming at that point right here.
And that's when the shooting occurred.
That's when, and so I don't know, down there, I don't know when he actually got hit with the knife.
Okay, but then you heard the report of a weapon go off.
And that's why I assume that's when he threw the knife, because at that point, I don't think he had a choice.
No, I'm just want to know what you heard and what you saw.
As I came out, I heard that hurt, and then
I dropped the knives. And
oh, the come on, you don't. I mean, I was staying right there. I mean, I was not 2 feet away from him. I'm surprised. I mean, if I would have kept going, he probably would have hit me. Because
okay.
I didn't realize the shots were I didn't realize that was. And I saw the knives there, so I jumped over the plant and grabbed the knife. Keep going. And then that's when he went over then and handcuffed him. And I, at that point,
heard one shot or how many? Well,
I heard two shots. Apparently there was four. I don't know. It was so confusing. I don't remember. I know the first one. I know that one hit him, and Chad said, "Ouch, that stings," or "Ouch, that hurts," something like that. But it didn't. He just kind of like turned.
Yeah, okay. And that was essentially it, then, the handcuffing and
the
officers arrived.
Right, and then that's when I stepped on the knives, and so that's when I picked up the knives, and I don't know if I laid them on the patio table, took them in the
We don't want them going in the house. No, we don't want them.
that from his hearing.
Did you mention to the lieutenant what you said to me earlier about you really saw your son push the issue?
Oh, he did.
He wanted the officer
to help. He came to him up the street saying, here I am.
Has anybody, has anybody got, you're very calm, and I appreciate how calm you are in this situation. Has anyone from the family gone to the hospital?
No, I'm waiting to go as soon as we're done here.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get that expedited as soon as I can.
How long is it?
August 21st, 1995, reference to an attempted murder. End of tape.